In Asia, two more deaths attributed to bird flu have been reported. Hospital officials in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, say an 18-year-old man died today, and Thailand reported the death of a 58-year-old woman, the third there, in the past 2 weeks. Though 10 Asian nations have confirmed the virus in poultry, Vietnam and Thailand are the only countries where humans have been infected. The World Health Organization is raising concerns about possible human-to-human transmission of the disease following the deaths of two Vietnamese sisters. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Hanoi.
The World Health Organization says that human-to-human transmission is one possible explanation in the case of two sisters who died from the H5N1 virus in Hanoi late last month. Dr. Klaus Stur heads the WHO Global Influenza Program.
What has happened is that the sister visited her brother for the preparation of a wedding party outside of Hanoi. The brother and one of the sisters prepared ducks for the wedding meal. 3 days later, the brother fell ill with respiratory disease. He was cared for by one of the sisters, and shortly afterwards, the sisters and the wife fell ill.
The brother died before his sisters and before any samples could be taken. His wife has since recovered. Her results are pending. But even if those results show that she too was infected with H5N1, Dr. Stur says there is no evidence of further transmission from the family cluster to anyone else, not to other members of the family, nor to any others in their village.
But nevertheless, it's important that we have conducted this epidemiological investigation, as we could not rule out that possibly very inefficient human-to-human transmission has taken place. We wanted to go to the bottom of the problem, and that's relatively clear now. It's clear-cut. There has been no further transmission. This was a one-off event.
Health officials have worried that more human cases could allow the virus to mutate or recombine with human flu viruses, possibly leading to a human pandemic. But Dr. Stur today stressed that the conditions that would favor such an outbreak aren't there. There have been no large clusters of cases occurring simultaneously in a specific area. There has been no evidence that the virus has mutated after jumping to its human victims. And there is no indication the avian flu has infected large numbers of people. Only two countries, Vietnam and Thailand, have confirmed cases of bird flu having spread to humans. Dr. Stur says there is therefore reason to be optimistic that the spread of the virus can be halted if the international community works together.
Our window of opportunity is wide open. We have to use it now. We have to eliminate the animal reservoir as quickly as possible. We have to do it in the safe way that as few as possible people are being exposed, and then we're on the right track. We are not with SARS where the thing got out of the box. It's still in there, and if we keep the lid closed now, I think then we will be able to get away with it.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.